I'm Paula Acevedo. I'm a current junior at Leesville Road High School, and I'm with Miss White. She was my creative writing teacher last year. So I have a few questions for you. Do you have any like special topics you love to write about, or?
Well, other than my blog, so I've mm-hmm. talked about, and really my blog is about being an adult as a childhood cancer right. survivor. So other things that people may not know still happen with adults, and some people don't understand that cancer survivors still have to go through right. is health issues. So other potential health issues I'm on the lookout for. So those are the things I'm writing about now. And, you know, for students might be too much information about Miss White, but in terms of fiction, I've had these characters in my head for years, and they just started talking to me. So it's about friendship. It's about family. Two things that are very important to me. Back when they came into my head, and actually they've existed since I was in high school, but their story has sort of merged a lot and changed a lot since then.
What does a good day look like?
A good day teaching?
Yes.
A good day teaching, when I can leave, either if it's at the end of a class or the end of the day, leaving knowing that I have made an impact on a student.
Do you remember if our class was ever bad, or if we ever made you like, oh, mad?
I'm trying to remember specifically. In creative writing, the general type of student I get in creative writing, you guys are introverted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was like that too at your age. And even, you know, as an adult, sometimes it's hard to break in that pattern and talk to people. And people who tend to writers tend to be very reflective and think to themselves. So if you remember when we would read the examples in creative writing, and nobody would volunteer
yeah.
to read aloud. And it's not necessarily that it's a bad thing. It's just that I was trying to make extroverts too soon of my introverted
yeah.
creative writing students. And then towards the end of the semester, you guys would open up. So there were things like that, and I think you guys, and this is not true just for your creative writing class, but all my creative writing classes, we have these hall passes. And it always goes missing during creative writing class, which is ironic because you guys are supposed to be very observant and pay attention to detail. So it always tickles me that it always goes missing, but it's already happened this year. So it's not specific.
Oh my gosh.
It happens every single year.